It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you for meeting with us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us to be with you by means of radio. And of course, as always, a great privilege to share with you the wonderful glories of God's love found in the Lord Jesus Christ. God, who loved you, sent his only begotten Son, who loved you. Jesus, our friend that died on the cross in our place, taking our sins upon himself, becoming sin for us, so that we might have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9 today. That's Hebrews chapter 9. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Victorious Valley Homes Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled Picture of Grace.
Imagine a world
find two verses in the Bible that tell us about the picture of grace. First, we find in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." It is not the cross itself that saves us. It is what Jesus did when he laid down his life, shedding his blood on that old rugged cross, that saves us. But the picture of grace is the cross that Jesus bore so that we might have everlasting life. When we look at the cross, we see the love of God. That cross is a picture of love. That cross is a picture of grace. But then we find in that picture of grace that has the old rugged cross in it, that is the power of God unto salvation, we find in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." When we see the picture of grace in the cross, there is someone that needs to be placed in that picture with the sacrifice that Christ made, and that is us. So the picture of the cross is not complete without the recipient of grace being in that picture as well. Jesus gave us salvation as he died on that old rugged cross. But we must receive salvation. The picture of grace is a picture of the old rugged cross depicting what Christ did for us, with us in that picture as well. If you've received Christ as your Savior, you are in that picture that contains the symbol of Christ's death and burial and resurrection to bring salvation to us. You are part of that picture of grace. Now, my friend, if you're realizing that you're not in that picture of grace because you haven't received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of God, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you either in person or on the telephone and take my Bible and read to you what God has said about what he has given you through the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation. My number is 919-563-6753. We would also like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please come be with us. And unless you're providentially hindered, where you can't be with us until Wednesday night, come be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Now, next Sunday is Easter Sunday, and we would like to invite you to be a part of our church services on this special Easter Sunday, starting at 6:30 in the morning when we have our sunrise service at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and then afterwards we'll have a fellowship breakfast in the fellowship hall, and then meet back at the church at 9:45 for Sunday school, and then have our 11 o'clock service and be dismissed for the day. No night service next Sunday on Easter Sunday. So please be with us on Easter Sunday for these special services, 6:30 sunrise service, then a fellowship meal to follow, 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock our morning service, no night service. Hope to see you next week at Tabernacle Baptist Church, starting with our sunrise service at 6:30. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and that's all one word, Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Mebane, Tabernacle Baptist Church.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you verses from the Bible to show you what God has done to buy salvation for you so you can receive this gift of salvation, and written material that will also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebens Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebens with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9 today. That's Hebrews chapter 9. Let's listen to another song by the Victorious Valley Homes Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of the second song they're going to sing for us is titled Field of Grace.
Clouds are disappearing, skies are turning blue. Only just a while ago, I told him with arms of strong embrace, picked me up and carried me into a field of grace, where all is quiet, leaning on his breast. He pulled me from
chapter number 13, the Lord Jesus Christ said this, starting in verse number 44 and the following verses. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which, When a man hath found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof he goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field of grace. This picture is seen in the teaching of Christ as he deals with Nicodemus in John 3, when he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The Lord Jesus Christ paid for the sins of the whole world so that those who would come to him could be saved. God loved the whole world. Jesus died for the whole world. It is not the will of the Father that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And here we find the picture. It was the joy of the Lord to buy salvation so that we might have everlasting life. We are the treasure that's in the field. When you ask Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, go to the next verse. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Whereas verse number 44 deals with the individual in the world that needs to be saved. The pearl of great price is the church. Jesus died so that the individual might be saved, but that individual becomes a part of the pearl of great price, the church. Jesus gave all that he had to buy the individual in the field so he could have that treasure. Jesus gave all that he had for the church, that treasure in the field. Those that accepted Christ as their personal Savior became part of the pearl of great price, the church, the bride of Christ. What a wonderful field to be in, the field of grace. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9. Let's hear one last song from the Victorious Valley Home Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of this last song that they're going to sing before we get into God's Word is titled, "Isn't It Amazing Grace?"
Convinced that it's the greatest mystery, just to think that heaven's King would leave it all to come for one like me. If I started writing now and wrote forever, I know that all my words would not convey the depth of love so great that would bring God's perfect Lamb to take my place. Isn't it amazing that He come to where King would go that far? Isn't it amazing that He'd bring us to this place?
amazing grace of God. We find that as Paul writes about this to the church of Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 15, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." It is amazing grace. It is abundant grace. And my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you ought to marvel at the grace of God that saved you. Hebrews chapter number 9, starting with verse number 1, "Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary." Now at the end of chapter 8, we found that there was a new covenant that came when Jesus died on the cross, and that new covenant would set aside the old covenant. The old covenant was never meant to be eternal. There was a physical sanctuary, and there were ordinances that needed to be kept. Notice verse number 2, "For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary." Now, of course, the candlestick reflects what Jesus said in John chapter 8, "I am the light of the world." And mentioning the fact that there was the showbread on the table, Jesus had said in John chapter 6, "I am the bread of life." So we find here as we go into the sanctuary, a reminder that Christ is the light of the world, and he's also the bread of life. In both those places that Jesus spoke, he also talked about the salvation that he would give because he is the light of the world, because he is the bread of life. Notice it says, "And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant, overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot speak particularly." Now, when we speak of the holiest of holies, we see the mercy seat, and we see the Ark of the Covenant. We see in the Ark of the Covenant the golden pot which had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. These were all under the mercy seat in the Ark of the Covenant. Under the blood, there's care. Under the blood, there's authority to guide our lives in his will. Under the blood, there's the opportunity to keep his commandments. What a beautiful picture that the Holiest of Holies presents through Christ's salvation. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you ought to be thinking of the grace that he bestowed on you, and in being reminded of that grace, live for the Lord. And my friend, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, confess that you're a sinner to God. Repent of your sins before the Lord and ask Jesus to save you, because he's promised through his word that because of the gift of God through Jesus Christ that he offered to you, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. My friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we once again tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."